Husky has now on the right side, gives up top to Moore. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good, and Matt Thompson strikes first.
That's a good way to start it.
Lincoln Moore with her first 3 points of the night. 3-0 our scores. We're 32 seconds into the contest. Here's Keene with it. She will give it to Johnson. Back to Keene. Into the front court to Johnson. Now she'll give it to Jones, who sets up the offense. Over on the right side, it goes to Keene. She's going to pull up for the three to answer. Will not go, and Moore gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home with it.
Mountain Home's looking to push. We're going to try to get up and down the court. Make Cylon beat us up and down.
Husky with it on the left side. She drills up to the top. Gives it there to Yonkers. Over to Husky on the right. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to McCartney in the paint for the layup. Good.
Great pass by Parker Husky. That's the one thing with that 3-2 zone. If you can ever seal that offside post and make that cross-court pass just like that, man, it is wide open.
You bet. Inbound pass goes to Ellis. But back to Keene. Now to Johnson. Over to Jones. She gets into the front court. Dribbles on the left side. Goes down towards the corner. Met by a double team. And it's called for the travel. 5-0 Mountone with the ball in the lead with 6:28 left in the first quarter. Moore will trigger the inbound pass.
Looks like they're gonna come with a man press. We just should clear this out. Let Parker take it on her own.
Husky with it. Looking to get into the front court. Now she's met by a double team as she crosses the timeline. Gets it to Moore. Moore will dribble to the left elbow. Goes into the runner lane for the runner. Good.
Yeah, Mountain Home's 3-for-3 already from the field. If we're going to shoot the ball like that, it's going to be a great night for the Lady Bombers.
You bet. Jones with it. She crosses the timeline. Gets it into the paint. Throws it out in the left corner to Prettergast. She's trying to figure out where to go with it. Now it gives it out to Ellis. Ellis will dribble up top. Gives it there to Jones. Jones dribbles to the left elbow. Now she's going into lane. She'll be fouled, I think, before the shot. They're going to get Lakin Moore with her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first quarter. So they're going to call that on the floor. 5:50 left to play in the first quarter as Tom Springs will inbound the ball on the baseline.
And I'll hold my opinion on this particular official that we have tonight that is not a Mountain Home fan. Let's just put it that way.
Uh-huh. Johnson takes inbound pass. Now gives it to Jones in the left corner. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebounds tip to Johnson. Her putback won't go. And Yonkers is fouled on the rebound. And Mount Home will get it back with 5:40 left in the opening quarter. Kenzie Johnson, her first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Panthers. 7-0 Mount Home up right now. Inbound pass goes to Yonkers. There's that full-court man once again. Yonkers gets into the front court to Husky. Down to McCarnell on the low block. She puts up the shot over a couple defenders. Won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Ellis. Ball goes to Johnson. Now to Jones into the front court. Matt Thoman, a man-to-man. Jones dribbling between the circles. Throws it to Keene on the left side. Keene will dribble up to the top. Gives over on the right side to Johnson. Down to Jones in the corner. Jones will drill out to the wing. Now goes up top, less than 15 left on the shot clock. Ball goes over on the left side to Johnson. Down to Prettergast in the corner. She's going to dribble toward the low block. Now throws it out on the left side to Ellis. Out to Keene on the right. Down to 3 on the shot clock. She dribbles into lane, puts up the layup, won't go. And Husky gets the rebound. She's quickly back the other direction. Gives it to Yonkers in the front court. Well, tries to, but finally does get the ball. Now dribbles into lane, throws it to Coleman. Up top to Husky. Yep. Over to Moore on the right. She's going to pull up for another three-pointer. This one bounces around and falls in.
Good job. Hey, that was a great job. The pass came up top to Parker. She had a good three. One more pass for a great three. Lakin able to convert.
And Solomon Springs is going to take the timeout. We'll break with 4:39 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Solomon Springs 10-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Well, Silent Springs taking the first time out after Mountain Home starts the game on a 10-0 run. 4:39 left in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes to Johnson. She's quickly into the front court. Throws out to Keene. Keene dribbling up top. Now she picks up a dribble, gives it to Ellis on the right side. Ellis will go up to the top.
So I heard Coach Leonard during that timeout. He was all over his girls about defensive intensity. He's happy with how things are going on the offensive side of things, but defensively, he wants us hands in passing lanes.
Jones with it on the right side. She drills into the lane. Now kicks up top to Preter Gass. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Will not go. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound attempt as Emily Keene picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Panthers here in the first quarter.
Good box out right there by Witten on Emily Keene. She was able to box out, and as soon as she did, Keene jumped, pushed her out of the way to try to go get the rebound.
Moore will turn the inbound pass. Gets into Yonkers, who's quickly into the front court, getting by her defender. He's going towards the lane. She's going to go coast to coast. She's going to be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 4:02 left in the opening quarter.
Yes, I'm trying to do a man press. Mountain Home did a great job with a stagger screen down on the block. Got Jayla the ball out in space, and I tell you, when she gets the ball out in space, she's hard to stop.
As Morgan Jones' first personal foul, team foul number three against Salem Springs here in the first quarter. First free throw for Yonkers is up and in. Her first point of the night. Lake and Moore already with eight so far. Second shot for Yonkers is up. She gets both. And it's a 12-0 lead for Mountain Home.
Mountain Home will switch up the press. We've been in kind of a man press. Now we're going more to a zone press. See if Siloam can make the adjustment. Nope.
And Mountain Home almost came up with a steal in the backcourt. Ball goes out of bounds. Now they're going to almost going to be a foul call.
Yeah. Jayla had the steal, and it looked like they came from behind and fouled her.
They're going to give that to Cadence Pretergast. That's her first personal foul. That's already the last foul that Salem Springs has to give. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus.
Yeah, if you're a Salem fan, you're down 12-0, and you're already at four fouls halfway through this first quarter. Not a good start.
No. Yonkers has up top, gives it back to Husky. Husky drills between the circles now. Throws it down to McCarr near the right elbow. She goes into the lane. She's going up for a runner. Won't go, but, well, because she took quite a hammering, she's going to go to the free throw line with 3:35 left.
That's Pertigrass. That's her second foul.
Yep. And the fifth team foul against the Lady Panthers. Anna McCarr at the free throw line. She's got 2 points so far this evening. First shot is up and in. Coming in for the first time, Biani Quinones, a sophomore for the Lady Panthers, as Preter Gass will take a seat. And McCarran gets both free throws. She has 4 points so far. 14-0, our score. A little over 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. There's the zone press once again. But this time, Salem Springs gets into the front court, although they look. Well, now they're going to say off
yeah,
of
Parker, Mountain. Parker sprinted back. They tried to hit the offside block. That's what you're taught as a two guard up here. If the ball gets over your head, you sprint to offside block. Parker did a textbook job of it right there, knocking the ball out of bounds.
So it will be Jones inbounding the ball. Gets into Johnson on the right side. She's going to drill toward the lane. Tries to throw it down, but the ball was knocked away and stolen by the Lady Bombers. Another turnover against the Lady Panthers. Here's Moore with it. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good!
Oh, Lakin is cooking right now. She is on fire.
She has 11. 17-0, our score. Mount Home up. 3:06 left in the first quarter. Jones with it. Gives it to Keene, who's into the front court now. Keene will get by her defender going into lane. Now throws it to Quinones. Her
blocked.
Jumper was blocked, and Mount Home comes up with the ball. Here back quickly comes Yonkers. She's going to throw it to Moore. She's going to try another three in the right corner. This one.
Let's go!
And Bo Tillery says enough. He takes another timeout. We'll break with 2:47 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Salem Springs 20-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
As a small business owner, you know how important it is to find ways to save time and money. At FNBC, we offer a range of services and solutions to help you streamline your business operations and increase your bottom line. Let us help you find efficiencies so you can focus on what you do best, growing your business. Give FNBC's Business Deposit Solutions team a call today at 870-257-1833 to get started. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Salem Springs taking their second time out of the night as they trail Mountain Home 20-0. Back they come with about 2:35 left, and they turn it over as Ellis just mishandles the ball, and it goes out of bounds.
That run and play for Lakin right here. She is feeling it. Just go heat check. Let's see what she's got in her.
She's got 14 already. Here's Husky into the front court. Throws it to Coleman in the left corner. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go, but McCarn chases down the rebound. She's going to go in for the runner. Good! A hook shot by Anna McCarn. She's got six on the night.
Nice little left-hand finish by Anna. The shot from Witten didn't catch much of anything. Anna stayed with it, was able to get the rebound, and good putback.
And now Lakin Moore's going to pick up her second personal foul, team foul number two here in the first quarter against the Lady Bombers. So Moore's probably going to come out of the game now as Sarah Williams comes in for her. Williams, a 5'9 junior. Well, you hate to see her go out, but, you know, with two fouls.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Watch for Jayla. Watch for Anna. Those two can get hot at any moment right here.
Yeah, McCarn's already, it looks like, she's off to a good start.
Yeah, the 3-2 zone, it sets up good for Anna down low.
Jones puts up the three, and she gets in, and now Salem Springs is finally on the board. As we're about, well, there was just about 2 minutes left in the first quarter. It took them 6 minutes to score. 22-3, our score. Lady Bombers up, 1:45 left in the first quarter. Husky with it between the circles. Now she'll dribble over to the right side. Still dribbling over there. Now takes a screen from McCarn. She dribbles to the elbow. Throws it into Williams in the left corner. Her three-pointer won't go. And the rebound is chased down by Jones. She's quickly into the front court. She's going to go coast to coast for the layup. Off the glass, it won't go. And the rebound's controlled by Yonkers. Yonkers quickly across the timeline. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. That one won't go. And the rebound's knocked around. Controlled by Williams. She puts it back up.
Look at Anna McCarn right there. The ball came to Sarah for the two, but that was started because Anna McCarn crashed the boards hard.
She did. 24-3, Lady Bombers up. Less than a minute left in the first quarter. Back the other way. Canone is going to put up the jumper. Way too strong. She misses everything. And Williams gets a rebound, and then she's fouled in the backcourt. She's going to go to the line for a pair.
She should be shooting two right here, yeah. Matt, that Salem just missed a three-footer by 5 foot right there.
Yeah, she did. Canones checks out of the game after that. She is going to be replaced by sophomore Jaden O'Brien. That foul is on Erica Ellis. That's her first personal foul. Again, Matt's home already in the bonus. So Sarah Williams at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. First shot is up and good. Bailey Rittenberg and Olivia Foster checking in for the first time tonight, replacing Anna McCarn and Winton Coleman. Rittenberg, a 5'7 junior, and Foster, a 6 foot sophomore. 53.4 seconds left as Williams' second shot is up, and she gets both. 4 points for Sarah Williams. 26-3, Lady Bombers up. Inbound pass goes to O'Brien, back to Keene. Keene is met by a double team in the back court, and she's or in the front court. And now she's going to draw the blocking foul. Parker Husky picks up her first personal foul, 13th foul against the Lady Bombers here in the first quarter. 47.3 seconds left in the period. Johnson will inbound the ball on the near sideline. Gets it into O'Brien, back to Johnson. She dribbles up between the circles, over on the right side to Ellis. Oh, she wasn't expecting Keene to cut towards the basket, and the ball goes well wide of her and out of bounds.
Yeah, you can see on Keene's face, you know, she played on a really good team that finished second in the conference last year.
Yep.
You know, won their first round of state. I think they got beat in the second round of state, and she's just frustrated as a senior right now, trying to grow through these growing pains. Good pass.
Ball goes to Fossus, a lob pass from Rittenberg, and Fossus gets a layup. Good.
Awesome pass right there by Bailey. She kind of threw Livy open on the block right there. Kind of threw her to the offside. It was a great pass.
You talked earlier about that size advantage. It's working to the advantage.
Yep.
28-3, Lady Bombers up. 17.6 seconds left. The inbound pass was knocked out by Mountain Home, and so Salem Springs inbounds again. Yonkers gets the steal in the backcourt. She gets the easy layup. 8 seconds left. Here is Jones with it. She will get into the front court, down to four. Jones will throw it out. Now ball goes to Keene. She's going to try the three to beat the buzzer. It won't go, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. How about this?
30-3. Let's keep it going.
That's our score after one quarter. We'll start the second quarter when we come back. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-22-